is a Bedrock Radio podcast. To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk.
Bedrock Radio. Bedrock Community News Roundup for April 2020.
This is Bedrock Radio.
This is the Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Bernardo's, based in Tanners Lane, Ilford, have become the first charity to launch their own radio station. The station, available via their website, features inspiring messages from children and young people across its services in London, along with adverts and messages from staff and volunteers. Police dispersed 20 to 30 people illegally gathered in Gouchet's Nature Reserve on Friday night. In an operation to track down poachers, police found a large number of people smoking drugs and riding motorbikes in the park. Despite being outnumbered, police dispersed the crowd and no arrests were made. The refurbishment of Upminster Windmill continues. The target remains to complete the restoration during spring this year, though the need to install electrical components and to tidy up the grounds means that reopening to the public is unlikely before midsummer. And that was your Bedrock Community News. This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Hope has been handed to South Essex as Debenham stores in the area have escaped closure. Stores, including those in the Eastgate Centre and the Royals, are set to reopen when the UK comes out of lockdown. The company, a staple of high streets for generations, entered administration on April the 9th. Dogs could be at risk of serious illness from the increasingly common lungworm disease, which can be caused by the animals eating garden slugs, according to the PDSA. Once pets are infected, lungworm can go on to cause serious health problems. Love it or hate it, there's no denying that Morris dancing is steeped in history and even a dash of mystery. Chelmsford Morris Group has been around for 45 years and is looking to recruit new blood. Everyone is welcome, and so if you would like to improve your social life, have a look at the Chelmsford Morris website. And that was your Bedrock Community News.
Bedrock Community News, and I'm Matthew Watson. A man who spat at police officers and told them he had coronavirus has been jailed for 6 months. Brandon Wallace, 21, was found guilty of domestic assault, criminal damage and assaulting emergency workers. A man and his children from Romford have had their car seized by the police. The driver was spotted using a mobile phone on the M25 by the Kent Police, who later discovered the car was uninsured and the children were unrestrained. The driver, a 30-year-old male from Romford, claimed to be driving to Brighton to get some fresh air with his children. The car remained seized by the police and the family were reminded about essential travel and to stay at home. Approximately 150 tonnes of paper and cardboard have been destroyed at a recycling centre in Dagenham. A fire broke out overnight on Wednesday the 22nd of April, with 6 fire engines attending the site in Perry Road. The cause of the fire was believed to be from a lithium-ion battery. And finally, the Brookside Theatre in Romford is streaming its shows online. To view the videos, see brooksidetheatre.com for more information. And that's the latest Bedrock Community News.
This is your Bedrock Community News with Chris Dayton. Mina Hibber Restaurant in Wood Street, Walthamstow is raising money to provide free hot meals for staff at Whips Cross and Goodmayes Hospitals. Its crowdfunder campaign has almost reached £2,000 of their £9,000 goal to help them continue to provide meals and potentially expand to other hospitals. Gardening Express have put together their top plants for creating a less stressful environment. Anything natural that you can add to your garden or home, such as lavender and chamomile, are easy to grow and require little care. As well as having great stress-relieving properties, they look and smell amazing too. And finally, Barking and Dagenham Council have voted in favour of purchasing Heathway Shopping Centre for an undisclosed sum. The local authority expects the centre to generate income while kick-starting redevelopment. When opened in 1988, Sainsbury's occupied the main space, now taken up by Wilkinson's. And that was your Bedrock Community News. Your healthy
music mix. To download more episodes, visit our website, bedrockradio.org.uk. Bedrock Radio.